rained and rained. The rain dripped through Baby Bear's helmet. That's because it's frozen. Look at, he's getting rained on. Did I miss a page? This is like...
No.
There he is, getting wet. He's trying to hide inside his rocket. Home went Baby Bear, back down the chimney and into the living room carpet with a bump. Whoops, there he is. He fell right down. He brought all his food back, too, from the moon. Mrs. Bear came into the room. "How did you get so dirty?" she said. And she took him to the bathroom. "You look like you've been up the chimney, silly." Look at that. That's how you look when you come out of the chimney, you know. You get all black and ugly, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever go up your chimney? She has a chimney in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I have one in mine too, huh?
Heather has one in her bedroom.
I know, that's because it's the same as your bedroom. "I have," said Baby Bear. That's right, he's telling his mind he went to the chimney. "First I found a rocket, and then I put on my space helmet, and then I flew to the moon."
"Oh, what's this?"
"Oh, my," said Mrs. Bear, laughing. "What will you think of next?" See, Billy's getting on the box. Look, he's naked. That's silly. And there's his mummy washing him.
Oh,
he's got dirty clothes off. The end. He's tired. He's going right there. Just like mine. I'm tired.
Amanda, do you have a book that you want to read?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you go get it and then we'll read it.
I'm going to have to hop it to one of the
books.
Oh, you want one of the boy books?
Uh-oh.
The interview.
Wait, on the side. Believe. The first tape, so. The first tape is going to show on the second day. And then do 12:00. Day in the life, that's 12:00. I think the last time Jerry tried that. That's the last time Jerry had to go for it. Oh, I don't know. What's there?
From the Museum of Science.
From the Museum of Science?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, your mom told me you like it there.
Yep, you saw the planetarium the time you got this book, huh?
Yeah.
Heather loves to color in all books. She thinks they like coloring books. Why is the grass green? Do you remember the mouse's name?
Yeah!
What's his name? It's the same as Marky's baby brother.
Christopher.
Right. Says, "Hi, my name is Christopher."
There's three Christopher's.
There is?
Who? I'm a Lucas's
friend. Lucas's friend is Christopher, huh? And is Christopher your baby cousin? And this Christopher. That's right, there's three of them. Hey, what are you doing? What are you looking at? I'm looking at the grass. Look at how green it is. Every little piece is green.
Right.
See, the little worm says,
"Oh, Mom,
it certainly is."
This is enough.
Hmm?
There's something now.
She's singing some song, "The grass is green and the girls are pretty."
Oh, yeah, Guns N' Roses.
Right. They start really young.
Scary.
It is. Oh, that's my son. Yeah, I hear.
You know that song, "Grass is Green and the Girls Are Pretty"?
Yeah.
I know that song too.
The other two will be helping. Alright, I wonder why. Can you tell me why? Wait a second.
Can you tell me why the grass is green?
I have no idea, said the bunny. Maybe our friend the cow can tell us what.
She already did. I just went out and waved. Is she still there? Okay.
What? Yeah, come here, Brian. Wow, she does, but we'll have to discuss this with the teacher. Can you say hi to Susan and Stephanie?
Not every day.
Well, we'll just have to discuss it, Brian.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Matthew.
All right, I'll talk to you later about it. They're here to see Amanda, and I want you to either go in the car and watch TV with Heather and Timmy, or won't you not? Now, where was I? Oh, this little mouse was saying, why is the grass green? And the bunny was saying, maybe that the cow can tell us. Little one says,
she'll know.
She nibbles on the grass all day, said the chipmunk. This is cow, see? This little chipmunk.
What is this?
This little worm right there. Mrs. Cow, do you know anything about grass? Can you tell us why it is green?
Well, Christopher, stop and look around you.
It's not just the grass that's green. Almost all the plants are green. That's the father talking right there. See, this is Mrs. Cow. Only Mrs. Cow's got a mouthful, so that's Mr. Cow. Okay?
That's the father. That's the mother. That's the baby.
I guess so. Okay. All the plants have leaves, but the leaves look different from each other. They come in many shapes and sizes. Every shape imaginable, Christopher. But almost all the leaves are green. Let's find out about leaves. Look at that little bud, Christopher.
What is
that worm? What's
the worm? The worm isn't
in this game.
It's that
look. Oh, is that the worm? Okay. Let's find out about leaves. Look at that little bud, Christopher. See the little bud? It's the beginning of a tiny leaf right there. It's amazing, said Christopher.
Little
bud becomes a leaf? The chipmunk didn't know that. Oh, I don't know.
One more leaf.
As the sun warms the bud, the leaf starts to grow.
There's
the worm. The leaf has many parts we can't see with our eyes.
That one's bigger.
She always does. Huh?
That one's bigger.
Maybe that was the daddy worm and this is the kid worm.
No, this.
Oh, the bunny?
Yeah.
Well, because that was the baby bunny. Maybe that's the mummy bunny.
Okay. No, that was the father bunny.
Okay, she always does that with books. She doesn't know. Okay. The sun warms the bud, and the leaf starts to grow. The leaf has many parts we can't see with our eyes. Let's look at its rind. It will help you understand. Now look at, see this? They're showing what a leaf looks like close up. Let's pretend we can look inside the leaf. See the special little green parts? My baby's crying, huh?
My sister.
I know. They contain chlorophyll. Can you say chlorophyll?
Good.
Each leaf is like a tiny little factory that makes a special food for the plants.
Where's the baby bird?
I don't know. That's the daddy bird. And that's the daddy and the mommy bird.
No. Baby bird or my father?
I guess they're just other birds.
Baby is the baby bird.
Those could be the cousins. Because the babies wouldn't be flying without the mummy. Right?
That's a mummy and a dad.
Okay. Let's just go back to this page now. The plant makes food. And that's called photosynthesis. I can't believe you wanted this book. That's a gigantic word.
See? Look at this. They have a picture of the chipmunk going down into the ground. See, maybe it goes... Oh, because the water comes down, goes into the ground, and goes right back up the trees again. See all the little raindrops?
Yeah.
And look at... That's the chipmunk's little hole.
Because he wants to go up the tree.
And look at, here's a little worm. That's the little worm's hole. You know, little worms dig holes? That's the little worm hole. All right. As the plant makes food, it gives off a gas called oxygen. Oxygen's air. We breathe that.
No, you have to lick.
Oh. Sorry. Okay. Did you lick?
Yeah.
Okay. Now look at all of the animals. Do I have to stick by the book? I mean, can I just improvise? Thank you. Okay. Look at all the animals. Looking at the green grass, there's the pretty blue bird. Looking at all the pretty green grass, and there's the mummy and daddy cow with the little kid. And yep, there's a spider. They're all looking how pretty the green grass is. And
that's the good spider.
Yeah, that is. And there's the chipmunk and Christopher and the mummy and baby bird, and they're all looking at the grass. Pretty neat, huh?
It's so tiny.
Yep. And now Christopher's saying, oh, thank you to the cows for helping me to understand why the grass is green. There it is. He's right there, Christopher the mouse. He's jumping up and down. He's saying, now I understand.
How come he's not big anymore?
And the bunny's saying, oh, me too. Well, because see, he's far away. Before he was big because he was standing up on this log, and now he's not standing up there, so he looks littler. Understand?
Yeah.
Yep, there's the birds again. Flying away. Oh, you love the birds?
Yeah.
Now I know why the grass is green, and so do I. I'm so happy. Me too, says the little chipmunk.
Where's the
little chipmunk? The end.
The end. Oh, what about...